CRN News, this is Wen Jie. British police say they were treating reports of a blast at a West London metro station as a terrorist incident. An explosion reportedly hit a packed rush hour commuter train at Parsons Green Underground Station earlier on Friday, injuring 18 people. The metro newspaper reported that passengers had suffered facial burns from a blast and others had been hurt in a subsequent stampede. Britain has suffered 4 attacks blamed on terrorists so far this year, which killed 36 people. In 2005, 52 people were killed when 4 British Islamists carried out suicide bomb attacks on 3 London underground trains and a bus. China has decided to extend anti-subsidy duties levied on potato starch imported from the EU for another 5 years. The decision followed a review that found the domestic industry could be harmed if anti-dumping duties were discontinued. The affected imports are subject to anti-subsidy duties ranging from 7.5% to 12.4%, which were first levied in 2011. Potato starch is widely used in the food industry. China's consumption of potato starch rose from 330,000 tons in 2012 to 400,000 tons in 2015. 9 workers trapped in a collapsed railway tunnel in Yunnan have been confirmed alive. They were buried in debris after the tunnel in Xishuangbanna collapsed on Thursday morning. Rescuers are trying to reach the workers while installing a mobile phone signal amplifier to help them keep contact. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he would visit China in November. Speaking aboard Air Force One on Thursday, Trump said his first Asia trip will also include stops in Japan, South Korea, and Vietnam. It will be the first state visit to China made by President Trump since he took office in January. He will be the second U.S. president ever to pay a state visit to China within the first year of his presidency, following the visit in 2009 by then-President Barack Obama. It's still unclear what would be on Trump's agenda. Both sides have vowed to make the visit a success. South Korea's military has conducted a live fire drill in East Waters in response to the latest missile launch by North Korea. The ballistic missile training was staged just minutes after Pyongyang's launch earlier on Friday. The ballistic missile launched by the North reportedly flew over Japan to the North Pacific, traveling 3,700 kilometers. The United Nations is expected to hold an emergency consultation on the North Korea issue. Earlier this month, the UN Security Council voted in favor of a resolution toughening sanctions on North Korea following its 6th nuclear test on September 3rd. Chinese President Xi Jinping has sent a congratulatory letter to the China Quality Conference, which opened on Friday in Shanghai. Xi Jinping said he hopes attendees could discuss the international quality trend and share experience in quality management to help shore up economic growth and improve people's livelihood. A memorial will be held on Saturday for the world's oldest captive panda, Ba Si. The iconic giant panda was the original model for a mascot Pan Pan of the 1990 Asian Games in Beijing. She died in Fuzhou on Wednesday at the age of 37, that amounted to some 100 human years. Ba Si was rescued from the wild when she was 4 years old. Officials say France is revamping its domestic military operation in place since the 2015 Charlie Hebdo shootings. Known as Operation Sentinelle, 7,000 armed soldiers are deployed across France and patrol alongside public places in response to the threat from extremists. Senior security officials say the soldiers will remain mobilized but will become more mobile and reactive to counter threats. They say soldiers will continue to secure the most sensitive sites, including tourist areas, airports, and train stations. They will now be mobilized to protect more sporadic events, such as sporting or cultural gatherings. The Russian Defense Ministry has published a video showing missiles striking Islamic State targets on the ground. In a statement, Russian officials say that the Russian Navy fired 7 cruise missiles at Islamic State targets in the suburbs of Syria's Deir al-Zor. It says the missiles were fired from 2 submarines in the eastern Mediterranean from a distance of over 500 kilometers. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.